Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. He that overcometh inherits all things. And we're going to inherit the blessings of God and walk with the Lord in fellowship with Him because we are going to overcome. Praise God. We've just finished talking about overcoming unforgiveness. And today we're going to talk about overcoming anger, which really goes right along with this. Because many times people have gotten into unforgiveness because of anger in their life. God wants you to overcome and root out anger. I have dealt with dozens and dozens and dozens of people over the years that have really been bound up with anger and temper and hatred and resentments and bitterness. And you need to get set free with it, from it, praise God. Genesis chapter 4, verse 2, the Bible says, speaking of Abel, that he was a keeper of the sheep. And Cain was a tiller of the ground. And the Bible talks about in verse 3 how Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. But Abel brought of the firstlings of his flock. That was the tithe, the first fruit, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel unto his offering. The reason is because it was the firstlings. Otherwise, it was a tithe of it, while Cain just brought an offering. He didn't bring the first fruit unto the Lord. Well, Cain, of course, was upset. He didn't have respect to his offering. Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. This shows the fact that he got angry because he was not accepted. And as we go through this series, you're going to see many of the causes of how anger comes to a person. Anger is an outward display of displeasure. And it was because of not being accepted, because of rejection, he reacted in anger. And because of that, then he committed a further sin because he got jealous over Abel's acceptance. And because of that, anger arose because of his selfishness, and he rose up and ended up slaying his brother. It says, the Lord said to Cain, why art thou wroth? Why is thy countenance fallen? If you ever see yourself to the place where you are angry and you have that wrath and your countenance has fallen, you know you've given place to the devil. He said, if you do well, shalt thou not be accepted, referring to the fact if he would have brought an offering that was acceptable to God, which would have been of the tithe, the first fruit. But he said, if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. If we don't do well, if we don't do what God says in his word, then we're going to be yielding to the enemy because sin is going to lie at the door. Well, Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and then when the time came in the field, Cain rose up and against Abel his brother and slew him. His anger led to hatred, which led to murder. And this is so important that you realize that you cannot allow anger and hatred. In fact, the Bible says over in 1 John chapter 3 that if you have hatred towards your brother, you are a murderer. An actual spirit of murder is working in your life. Why did this happen? Because of rejection. That's one of the biggest causes of people reacting in anger. If you have been rejected, you need to forgive the person who has rejected you, not react in the flesh in the way of anger, which is sin. Anger arises from selfishness. And those that you have to deal with that. You cannot let that get a hold of you. In fact, in Genesis 49:6, here it talks about how in their anger they slew a man. In their anger. Anger will cause you to do things that are retaliatory, aggressively destructive against a person. Here in their anger, they slew a man. Anger is an emotional disturbance. It's going to affect your soul. It comes from a feeling of maybe you've been injured, you've been insulted, you've been resented, resentment or distressed or some kind of trauma, hostility that's come to you. It is a negative and it is a depressive emotion. Your countenance will fall. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 9 says, be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Anger can blind you to reason. It blinds you to common sense. It'll cause you to do things destructively. Don't be hasty to be angry. The Bible says that anger resteth in the bosom of fools. We're not going to be fools. We're going to learn to forgive and walk in love at all times. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16, a wise man feareth and departs from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. And then in verse 17, he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. If we're soon angry, we're dealing foolishly. In fact, if we're foolish, we get to the place of beyond anger to the point where we are raging. And I've seen and I've dealt with so many people that they have anger and it just explodes on them with a quick temper and they even go into a rage. When you act on anger, it is sin and it is opening up the door and let demonic spirits of that type come into you. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29. The Bible says, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. We want to be of great understanding. God does not want you to be one who is quick to be angry. The Bible says, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. You see, anger is reacting in the flesh according to what you feel instead of reacting in the spirit. We must learn to walk in the spirit. And if you are one that's given to anger, you are probably getting into all kinds of problems in relationships. Proverbs 15, verse 18, a wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. You want to be one who is going to appease strife. You're going to stop it instead of being one who stirs it up. A wrathful man, a person with anger, will stir up strife. We see this in Proverbs 29:22, where it says, an angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. Don't let that anger, that strife, that hatred, that temper, that rage, that fury be in your life. If you've acted upon that in the past, then you have those spirits that have come into you. And that's why you continually have that problem. And you've got to get deliverance and get that cast out of you, as well as get in the Word and repent, confessing the sin, and getting filled up with the truth so that you will have the truth to motivate you to walk free from that anger and walk in love. The Bible says in Proverbs 22:24, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. Don't make friendship even with an angry man. Don't even go around someone who is furious. Be separate. Why? Because there can be a transfer of spirits that can occur if you are in fellowship. Remember it said, make no friendship. We're talking about you being a friend and being in fellowship. The Bible says we should not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers or have any fellowship, righteousness with unrighteousness. Why? Because a transfer of spirits will occur if you are a friend with an angry man. You know, just like the Bible says, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy against God. Well, if you're a friend with an angry man, you're going to be just doing what the devil wants you to do and giving place to the spirits that will transfer from that person. Anger has to be dealt with in your life. Praise Lord. Anger is caused often by a person sinning against you. They may have done something, and you may think that you're justified in your anger, but you're not, because God has commanded us to walk in love. If we are walking in love, we are not going to be holding on to negative attitudes against people. Love is going to cover all of the transgression. It's not going to react. In fact, love hardly even notices when someone does it wrong. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in the Amplified. And so the wrong reaction is anger. The right reaction is immediate forgiveness and a choosing to know a person, not after the flesh, but after the spirit, and being ready to forgive and being ready to walk in love and to pass over a transgression. Very important. Proverbs 19:11 says this, the discretion of a man deferreth his anger. The discretion of a man, he's going to defer, he's going to put off his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. You're going to pass over a transgression. You're not going to hold on to that thing. You are going to let that thing go. You're going to choose to forgive. You must forgive. Remember, if you won't forgive a person because of their sins against you, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you. It is very important that you must forgive. If you don't, then you're going to be turned over to the tormentors, remember, as we talked about in the area of unforgiveness. You've got to deal with it. There's a scripture over in 2 Samuel chapter 13, here in verse 22. Absalom spake unto his brother Anna, neither good nor bad, For Absalom hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar. Here's a case where anger was because of a very terrible act against his sister. The rape, the forcing of the sister Tamar was a terrible act, but it still doesn't justify the hatred. Anger, if it's held onto, will demand retaliation in your life, and it will cause you to do something retaliatory, and that is sin. God doesn't want you to retaliate. You are not to retaliate. The Bible says that judgment is in the hands of the Lord. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. We are always going to forgive, praise God. And what happened? Anger that demanded retaliation caused him to slay that person. And that's exactly what happened over in verse 28. Absalom commanded his servants, he said, mark you now when Amnon's heart is sorry with merry with wine. And then he said, smite him and kill him. Fear not, I've commanded you. Be courageous and be valiant. He wanted him to kill him and murder him. God doesn't want you to have a retaliatory attitude against any person. If you have a problem with retaliation, you've got those spirits in you. You've got anger and retaliation, and you need to get deliverance to get set free, as well as have repentance and a changing of the mind in your life. Proverbs 27, verse 4, the Bible says, wrath is cruel, and anger is outrageous. I'll tell you, the Bible declares it. Wrath is cruel, and anger is outrageous. God doesn't want you having that. That has to be dealt with in your life. Anger is caused by grievous words of destruction from somebody. You can't be a vessel of that. In fact, if someone has spoken grievous words that stir up anger, you need to be speaking forth a soft answer. In fact, that's the answer for dealing with someone coming at you with anger, words of anger or destruction. In Proverbs 15:1, the Bible says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. What do? Give a soft answer. Don't get in that shouting match. Don't raise your voice. Instead, speak forth a soft answer. Speak the word of God. Speak in love and minister life. God wants you to overcome anger. If you have a problem with anger, you need to give us a call so we can help you and minister to you so you can get delivered. Because you must get set free of this bondage. And you've got to choose to do the word and turn away from that anger and overcome it and root it out of your life. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease?